This is BOA News by a remote. I'm Michael Brown. All eyes are on the U.S. state of Georgia, where votes are being counted in the crucial Senate runoff elections that will determine control of the chamber for the first years of Joe Biden's presidency. Heading into the elections, Republicans hold the majority in the Senate. The two Senate runoff elections on Tuesday are leftovers from the November election, when none of the candidates reached the 50% threshold. Two-partisan former advisors of President Donald Trump, former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and former campaign advisor George Papadopoulos, were among the speakers at a pro-Trump rally near the White House Tuesday evening. The rally occurred ahead of Wednesday's congressional vote, expected to certify the Electoral College results, giving Biden the presidency. The White House says Trump, who continues to dispute the results, will address a gathering of supporters in Washington tomorrow as he seeks to rally support for his last-ditch efforts to overturn his loss to Biden. The rallies have police on alert for potential street confrontations. Prosecutors in the U.S. state of Wisconsin have cleared a white police officer in the August 23rd shooting of Jacob Blake in the city of Kenosha. Blake, who was black, was shot four times at close range in an incident that touched off deadly street protests in the U.S. Prosecutors said there was a knife inside Blake's car, and the officer had the right to self-defense. Blake's lawyer said he was attempting to break up a fight between two women when he was shot. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is